In his last 4 years in this city, he'd seen any number of bedrooms like this, dotted round the city like crime scenes, rooms where you were never more than 6 feet from a Nina Simone album. And though he'd rarely seen the same bedroom twice, it was all too familiar. The burnt-out nightlights and desolate pot plants, the smell of washing powder on cheap, ill-fitting sheets. She had that arty girl's passion for photo montage too. Flashlit snaps of college friends and family jumbled in amongst the Chagalls and Vermeers and Kandinskys, the Che Guevaras and Woody Allens and Samuel Beckett's. Nothing here was neutral. Everything displayed an allegiance or a point of view. The room was a manifesto. And with a sigh, Dexter recognised her as one of those girls who used bourgeois as a term of abuse. He could understand why fascist might have negative connotations, but he liked the word bourgeois and all that it implied. Security, travel, nice food, good manners, ambition. What was he meant to be apologising for? He watched the smoke